Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's happening in San Diego, and welcome into another week of activity here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Afternoon program getting underway. It is Gwynn and Chris from our Odyssey Palace studios. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby getting set for a couple of hours today, leading you into Monday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4-4. Trying to slow down the runaway undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, 7-0. There's a lot to talk about today. I promised both Tony and Scraby that we will not talk about Scraby and I's fantasy football game this weekend. It is not my style to pile on. It is Scraby's style, but it is not my style
He definitely was projecting earlier, because as you said, it is his style, so yes. He assumed...
Had he beaten me by 82 points, it would have been a little difficult for me when I arrived today.
But I love how you nestled that in there.
Yes, I nestled that in there.
Is that actually how many points I'm losing by?
That is the margin as we head into Monday night.
It just is tough to be the guy who has everybody score on you every single week. Two out of the last three weeks.
Well, your team name says the champ is here, so you are a marked man, evidently.
That's fine.
You put the target squarely on your own back.
I make the playoffs, I have a good team, so I'm good.
Yes, you do, but this week belonged to me.
Yes,
I'm not going to talk too much about the Dolphins. A 61-yard field goal, are you kidding me?
It's one of those years.
It is definitely one of those years. Honestly, you know, I'd rather it happen in a year like this than a year when they're actually contending and then somebody. But you know what? I hate to say, Tony, I think 61-yard field goals to win games are going to be more and more commonplace.
Yeah.
These kickers are just, you know, they're incredible. You get inside the 45-yard line and you're in position. And these guys are making them. So it's not just, you know, yesterday. I mean, a lot of these 60-yard kicks have been going through.
That was the point Bryant McFadden was making when we spoke to him.
That's right.
That, you know, you're
in scoring position as soon
plays.
As you get the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I shouldn't have been surprised.
It's funny because, remember, there's a lot of, like, grumbling about the NFL changing the extra point rule. And what it seemingly has done has forced kickers to get better, and they have answered the call.
No, they're unbelievable. I think they're going to, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm not saying this because of the kick yesterday, just in general, field goals seem so easy now. These guys are making 80% of 50-yard kicks. You know, that's not the way it was intended, and I have a feeling that they're going to bring the goalposts closer together.
They're going to make them skinnier.
A little skinnier. That's the only thing I really think they could do. They can't move them back. There's nowhere to move them any further away. So, and you know what? These guys will still make them because 90% of the kicks go right down the middle anyway. Great kicking in the NFL, and it won that game for Buffalo. We have taken so much, we being the Dolphins, have taken just nothing but hell from Buffalo now for about 10 years. So, it was just another pile it on. And I also should mention that Tony's upset pick won again, and you're turning our weekly contest into a complete runaway. He picked Carolina to beat the Saints, and they did. He added to his lead. I was curious, Scraby, did that result, as we discussed at the end of last week, did that eliminate anybody from the survivor pool?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because I thought the Saints would be kind of a popular pick this week, being as they were playing Carolina, and I figured a lot of people hadn't used the Saints yet. But not only did the Saints lose, but their coach lost his job.
I was about to say, that loss had some ripple effects.
Yeah, they fired Dennis Allen today, so he's out. And the
Saints... it's totally his fault, though. A defensive coach getting fired for bad offense and backup quarterbacks.
It was bad offense. I don't know. When you got 4th and 2...
No, everybody survived.
Everybody survived the pool?
2 picked the Vikings, and then Bengals, Eagles, Commanders.
Wow. So all 5 of our contestants live for another week. Incredible. Good job by all of you people out there. I thought the Saints, you know, I'd only watch a little of it on the red zone, but they had 4th and about 2 to keep their game alive, and they throw a deep fade pattern. You know how I love the fade pattern to begin with.
What's your favorite?
You throw one 40 yards downfield on 4th and 3? And, of course, it was broken up. That was ball game. Panthers win. Here's what I do want to talk about, though, guys. We'll get into the football. There's a little Padre news to get to as well. Ha-Seong Kim is officially a free agent, and a few other little things to discuss. But I'd really rather talk about my fight with the garage door opener today.
Can we guys set this up before?
That's what has me in a mood, and I don't know about anybody else out there, but if you've ever fought with your garage door opener and lost, then you know what I'm talking
about.
See,
Chris walked into the door today and ran into Scraby's fantasy football energy.
Yeah.
But Chris wasn't on fantasy football energy time. He was on, I've been fighting with my garage time.
Yeah. Well, can we go back?
Yeah. Since he walked in. And, you know, we kind of joked around with him for about 5 to 7 minutes before.
I called him Lloyd Christmas.
Right. Before it became,
I don't even know what that means.
Before it became quickly evident that Chris was in a mood.
I've been in a mood all day.
We might have to kind of dig a little deeper, figure out what's going on. So I said, Chris, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, here's the thing. My wife used it was a two-pronged event. My wife went to work out this morning at about 6 o'clock, said she'd be back about 7:15. She was going for a walk, and then she was going to go to our gym in the complex and then come back. She left the door unlocked so she could get in. In between her leaving and coming, I had to take the dog out for a quick whiz, brought the dog back in, absentmindedly locked the door. Didn't know I locked the door.
Okay.
Went upstairs, took a long hot shower because it was freezing this morning. I don't know if anybody was out and about like at 7 a.m., but it was really, really cold.
Too much information.
What, a hot shower? That's too much information? You can't handle that?
Don't take the bait. Go ahead.
I can't handle that, so I'm in the shower. Door's locked because I locked it. Wife's outside.
Oh,
she can't get in.
And you took a long shower?
I took a long one, and she's out there. Bah, 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 bah. Now, normally,
she's getting more upset.
Oh, yeah. Normally, she can use the keypad at the side of the garage to get in that way if something like this were to happen.
Not today.
Not today. She went over to the keypad, started punching in the code. The keypad itself was dead. Basically, the battery had run out on the keypad.
Well, whose fault's that?
Nobody's.
Well, nobody's. It has to be somebody's
fault. All right, it's mine just for the sake of argument. So anyway, I get out of the shower. I'm, you know, relaxing, wondering, where is she? She said she'd be back by now. Whap, whap, whap. And so I go down and...
So wait, can I ask you a question before you went down?
Mm-hmm.
The moment you got out the shower and you heard the whap, whap, whap.
Oh, I knew that
your
I
heart
locked her out.
Your
oh, yes.
Sink.
I knew I was in... If there was any way to climb out the bedroom window and go out the back way,
like
I probably would have done it. But I had to go down and let her in. She's like, I've been banging on the... Anyway, so I said, but why didn't you use the keypad? The keypad is broken. That was the beginning of my troubles today. And so I went and replaced the battery in the keypad and figured all was well. But then when I typed the code in,
No good. Now, people who know garage door keypads and things like that, maybe you know better than I do. I'm assuming, though, if you take the battery out to replace it, you have to re-enter the code and reconfigure it. So I tried to do that to no avail. And then I made the mistake of going actually to the garage door opening mechanism itself.
Uh-oh.
Started punching those buttons to see if I couldn't help the keypad work.
Bad.
In doing that, I connected the connection between my car and the garage door and the connection between her car and the garage door. She went to work, backed out of the garage, called me from the street. I can't close the garage door anymore. You screwed it up. She didn't say that, but that was what I felt. And I'm like, oh, no, it must have messed up while I was trying to fix it. Anyway, she went to work. I spent from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock trying to get my car reconnected to the garage door opener.
Just far too much time.
And I'm still not there. I'm still not there. I had no success. I didn't do it.
That's wild.
So when I get home today, I have to pull the car up to the garage door, get out of the car, use my key, go around through the front door, go through the house, come around, push the button inside, open the garage door, go back around, get in my car, drive into the, you know what I mean? You get the idea.
I think you should.
Until
just
I get it fixed, and I want to thank the dealer. I did. I called the dealership 4 times. Each time I called the dealership, telling them of my issue, they said they'd be calling back in 5 minutes.
Can you imagine?
Psych. Yes, thank you.
We won't be calling back in 5 minutes.
That phone call has still not been made by the dealership.
Can you imagine, Tony, getting a phone call from a perplexed person being like, I need help right now. My car will not connect to the garage door. She's like fake writing down the information and she just blew this off
like it wasn't a big enough issue for them to deal with?
I don't know that it's something that they're going to drop everything for.
I didn't think they had to drop everything, but I'm just saying over 4 hours I would expect somebody to get back to me. Never happened. I tried everything. I don't know why they even make a manual for the car and explain how to hook it up to the garage door when you follow it. Nothing happens.
Do you have a garage door that you can open through Wi-Fi?
No.
Or on an app?
Oh, God.
Because
that
might
change
certain things. Okay, so the answer was no.
No, the answer was no for that.
Did you go and you look up the actual garage door opener and type in like the model number and then say, okay?
Yep. I typed in model number and how it connects to the car. I typed in my car model number and how it connects to the garage door.
Sometimes.
I've watched at least 2 dozen YouTube videos this morning. And of course, on the YouTube videos, all 2 dozen garage doors open right away.
Right, right.
But that hasn't worked for me.
Sometimes what you've done this time in between when you stopped and when you go back will allow for it to, some things that kind of reset.
Self-correct while I'm gone?
Yeah, it's finally going
I
to
hope
take.
Because, right. You know, in the process of getting a new
keep
battery,
trying it. Yeah, no, you're right.
There's a lot of signals being sent out.
Everything's been completely disassembled. So
Danny has a good suggestion.
Danny, thank
chat.
You, Danny. What do you have?
He says, write a bad review on Yelp or Google, and I guarantee you they call you back, which is truth.
For the dealership?
Yeah. No. That's a true statement right there.
I thought Danny was gonna say take a hatchet and tear down your garage door and then you won't have this problem anymore.
Someone said park in your driveway.
Yep, there you go. That's what I was expecting to hear from somebody out there. Anyway, that's my day. I mean, I enjoy the relaxation of the few hours before our show gets underway.
You didn't have that today.
Not have any of that today. So that's me. I'm ready to roll. We got Big Five. We got Daily Gamble. We got Good, Bad, Ugly. We got Chris versus the fans. We'll update you on the Padre latest. Gold gloves were handed out. No gold for San Diego this year. We'll explain that. And the latest, including AJ Preller and company. I don't want to say they got hoodwinked, but I don't know. this guy says he was, 14 years old? And he was
19?
He was 19, so.
Bamboozled?
Bamboozled by that. So we'll discuss all of that.
Catfished.
I don't know, that's a catfish.
You're saying that you're a 14-year-old when you're a 19-year-old? Yeah, that's kind of catfishing.
You know, catfish usually, you know, is behind some screens. Like, no.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's a little stronger.
All right.
All right. So we'll get into all the Padre news, the gold gloves, the rest of it. Get you rolling here Monday. You know what kind of mood I'm in now? And we'll take it from here until 4:30. Chris, Gwynn, Scraby, new show name.
What is happening?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
.220 on the clock. Gwynn, or shoot, Chris, Gwynn, Scraby, all here with you. Short show.
It's a new era of the Gwynn and Chris show.
Chris Gwynn.
It's post garage door fight.
Yeah, no, the
program.
The garage door fight has.
What did somebody say? That we should have
Chris versus the garage door.
Instead of Chris versus the fans today.
Yeah,
that is a fight I'll lose. I already did.
If you enjoy watching Chris lose, that may be the way to go. Is have him face the garage door opener, because right now garage one. Chris Elo, nothing.
I'd say garage door like 10. Chris Elo, nothing. Well, I tried a bunch of different things.
When Tony tried to get down to what was bothering Chris had this like demeanor about him that
he had the problem.
Chris
Graby and I scared that he was about to tell us
some, you guys
like,
understand how important
thing?
It is for my life to be in complete control and
now
everything
I do,
working.
Apparently.
Last week it was the ice maker that was broken. I finally
don't
got that
fixed.
Oh,
don't get me started on this stupid ice maker. I got that issue right now, too.
$300 and some odd later, Tony got the ice working again. It trickled out, and I'm like ecstatic. And then my wife told me how much the bill was.
Well, you know, at least it stopped there, because I have a feeling that mine is going to cost me more to get this ice. And then you start asking the question: well, do we actually need a new like refrigerator freezer? No, we don't need that. So I'm gonna have to.
I had to go to 7-Eleven for 2 weeks and buy bags of ice on the way home.
That's what I've been doing the last 3 weeks.
And I was like, this is getting really old. Like, can we get this thing fixed?
You can also just.
It takes the inconvenience of having to go to whatever close store you have of getting ice.
300 plus for an ice maker? Come on.
You could also just not use ice until it's fixed. I mean,
this is not Europe, my friend.
What are you talking about?
This is not Europe.
I mean, I can understand.
Water. I don't want room temp.
No. I can understand, like, but to like have to upset your day to go get ice.
Strange. See, this is.
You think so?
Oh no!
My God, this was a priority for me.
That's the part.
This is a luxury of a single person that only has to think of himself.
He doesn't get it.
Well, if you were going to ask me about my drinking days, there was nothing stopping me from getting a bottle of booze. So
I think the booze was the priority at that point.
It was. So I should just be quiet because I did my own sort of things back in the day.
Nonetheless, Padres in the news today. Really in the news over the weekend. A few newsworthy items popped up. One involving former Padre shortstop at this point, Ha-Sung Kim. He declined a $7 million mutual option. He'll get the $2 million. So he'll get paid $2 million for saying no thanks. He'll become a free agent. Wandy Peralta exercised his player option. He'll be back in that bullpen.
he better exercise that option, because if he turned down 4.25, he would have been offered 0.25 after the year he had. So
he's in the good there. So a few of those things. Now the Padres were left coming in today wondering if they should offer qualifying offers for Jerickson Profar and or Ha-Sung Kim. They declined to do either. So virtually, that those qualifying offers come with some compensation, basically.
Right. Don't the Padres and A.J. Preller normally, if they want a guy, they work a deal out, right? I mean, and like for the guys that are like the Dylan Cease and the Michael Kings of the world, they don't go to arbitration as far as the Padres are concerned. The Padres deal with that before it gets to arbitration normally.
Well, sometimes. It just depends.
Michael King. When's the last time they went to arbitration?
Well, let's explain this a little bit.
Okay.
Yes, going to arbitration is actually going through the hearing and then the arbiter decides
who gets what money, right?
Coming to an agreement prior to that is just for that 1 year and is usually a midpoint, right?
Okay.
Team winning at this number, player winning at this number, they settle somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think AJ has ever actually reached arbitration, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think so.
Yes, typically they do. If it doesn't, it's not as though all of a sudden Michael King or Dylan Cease will become free agents. They'll just have to go through the arbitration hearing, and the arbiter will pick what side won, and, you know, whoever gets the money, they win, they go on about their day. Now, for both of those guys, they will be free agents after.
And that's why it's the qualifying
the 2025,
offer, right?
Right.
Because the qualifying offer is only made to players that are going into free agency.
Now.
And it's the average of the top 125 salaries in baseball. So this year it's $21 million. So they should, in my opinion, the Padres should have offered Ha-Sung Kim a qualifying offer, because he's probably going to turn it down for that 1 year.
Maybe
and then you
though.
Get a draft pick because they turned it
that's
down.
That's the dangerous game. How much did Ha-Sung Kim make last year?
$7 million.
You think a $14 million pay raise for 1 year, he just has to
21,
stick it out?
He might have said yes.
He might have said
yes. Oh, but I think that he can get a longer deal probably around the same amount of money.
I don't think he can get 21 million.
A year? Come on.
Well, if you get a five-year $15 million deal, I don't know what that totals out to be. But
it's $3 million a year.
You mean 5 years, $75 million?
Sorry, yes.
That's still
I got
yes.
that math.
That's
yes.
still only 15 a year. That's not 21.
But then he has 5 years of 15 instead of 1 year of 21. What
again.
If he gets hurt again next year?
Ha-Sung Kim's not worth $21 million. Come on, he hit .233 last year.
But what I'm saying is you offer him the qualifying contract, he declines it.
But if he doesn't,
and then you get,
though.
Well, then you pay him $21 million. And
I don't think they want
that,
to.
I don't think
they want to even think about that happening.
Well, Jerickson Profar was not offered one either, which I understand.
He wasn't offered one, and it kind of gives you some insight into maybe what his value will be. $21 million, clearly the Padres, who are willing to do the one-year $1 million deal last year.
Yes.
Not,
I can't imagine why they were willing
too.
To do that.
We're not willing to do the
one-year. They're not going to be one-year 21.
21.
I don't think they think Profar is worth 21. I don't think anyone does, except maybe Profar. And if he would have carried it out the whole season, then I think he could have commanded it. But he didn't. Fell off a lot. I mean, I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. I want him back. But you got to spend wisely if you're the Padres. I mean, you know, this is the way the game goes. You can't just willy-nilly take who you want.
Yeah.
You may not have enough left for what you need.
I think that is, neither of these two should be too surprising that
right.
they weren't offered the qualifying offer. Had they been, I think it would have been a dangerous in terms of spending the money in the way that the Padres deem smart.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a risky move. Offer both of those guys $21 million, and let's say they both accept it. Now you got $42 million on the books in two guys.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Did you see what Michael Walker, the extension he signed today?
He got a nice one, didn't he?
3 years, $51 million extension.
Good for him, but I don't know that he's worth 17.
That's what I'm saying. That's like a starting pitcher. If you are in the rotation, that's what you're going to get at the bottom level, most likely.
He's not at the bottom level, though.
He's not bottom.
I think 17 is, given where the Royals were and where they got to with the likes of him and Seth Lugo really kind of leading the way, I think they're willing to pay for that. You know, I think it's not all just about the production. Although Michael had another good season, another healthy season, in that locker room and that team, those two guys in particular were vital for them to get to the postseason, along with the young Bobby Witt Jr.
Well,
so,
but I also don't think you can organize your pay structure for your franchise based on what somebody else is doing either.
No.
You have to do what's best for you.
Absolutely.
And,
not.
You know, I think $21 million for either Ha-Sung or Jerkson, way too risky to put that out there. Ha-Sung, I think, would have taken it in a heartbeat.
You really think so?
I think he would have.
$21 million for a 233 average?
I don't think it's really close.
Come
either.
On.
But I know. Seems to me, knowing that you have a multi-year deal ahead of you.
You don't. Here's the thing. You can't guarantee that.
You can't.
And let's say it's not for 5 years. Let's say it's for two. Let's say it's for three.
Is he a Boris guy?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that changed a lot, actually, if he was a Boris guy.
Why would that change a lot?
Because this is a scraby answer. I didn't really want to go into it too much, but because I feel like baseball's tired of working with Scott Boris, and they're willing to...
That's outside noise. These agents and...
No, he's baseball, ISE baseball.
These baseball head of baseball operation guys, they want talent, and... It's seemingly all the time Scott Boras has a ton of it in his stable. So they're going to keep dealing with him. I guarantee you that.
A couple now, notables out there. Do you see these guys? Sean Manaea, easy decision for him to decline a $13.5 million option.
Without question.
Cody Bellinger declined his early termination, according to reports, so he'll be staying with the Cubs.
So he opted in.
I guess so, yes. I'm just reading the exact language.
Okay. I was like,
yes, just read the exact language, and that way you can't go wrong.
Garrett Cole actually is going to be back with the Yankees, but he didn't, like, because he opted out, right?
And
then
the
Yankees.
The deal. So yeah. If his contract was structured in a way that if he opted out of this portion of the deal, which he did initially, the Yankees then had the option to keep him, but they'd have to add another year on the backside of the original deal. As it turns out, he opted out, and then they must have torn up that agreement because he's back on the 4 years remaining without the extra year added. So my guess is Scott, whoever is, who's Cole represented by? Is he a Boris guy?
Probably.
Whoever Cole's agent is, and what's my man's name for the Yankees?
Cashman.
Came to basically
say. He's a Scott Boras.
He's a
guy.
Scott. So they basically must have a verbal, like, we're gonna try to get an extension.
We need to get John Boggs on because, like, if you're Scott Boras, or if you have two clients that are talking with the same team, do you just talk about them all in one day, or do you, like, separate those things? Like, because they have Soto and Garrett Cole.
That's
so do
a
they
good
just
question.
Sit there all day?
That is a good
and just
question.
Talk?
We should have that, because I don't know. Would you feel some type of way if your agent was pitching both of you guys to the same team?
Or that, like, would be weird.
How does that work? That's a very good question.
Because his bread is probably buttered better with Juan Soto than it is with Garrett Cole.
Scott Boras is going to end up just fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Just real quick, because I just went ahead and looked at it because Chris brought it up. To Chris's point on Jerkson, 318, this is just batting average, and I'll give you OPS, 917, 927, 801 in June.
Okay.
885 in July.
Yeah.
689 in August. In September and October, 818.
Got up to 818. So August was a big struggle for
him. Yeah. August was his toughest month.
All right.
That's a good call. We might have to get Boggsy on one of these days to kind of talk a little bit about it. All right.
Last one, though.
Go ahead.
Big one. Brewers declined Devin Williams' option. So they declined a $10.5 million club option for 2025. So he is going to be a free agent out there. Anthony Rizzo, too.
Padres aren't affording Devin Williams in a bullpen that's already stacked.
Is he a free agent?
I'm pretty sure he is.
What's the $250,000?
The buyout.
Oh, that was the buyout. Okay.
Which is nothing. Anthony Rizzo also, the Yankees declined his option, so he is also a free agent. They had to pay him $6 million.
He had a $17 million club option. They said no. He was like, all right, cool. I'll take the six.
Yeah.
six to go away.
Not a bad work if you can get it.
God.
I'll take the six to go away, and then I'll go get paid by someone else.
All right. Let's get to break. On the other side. We've got our big five. Plus, wait, did you sneak this prospect age thing into the big five?
It's going to be in the big five.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll leave that alone. We'll get into some of the Padre matters on the other side in this big five. More Gwynn and Chris.
Push the button. And then the green light will blink really fast. Wait 4 seconds.
Oh,
release
gosh.
The button.
Oh, gosh.
This is the instructions to the ground.
Push the button again. The light will turn gold. Wait another 9 seconds. Release the button again. And then push the button 14 times until it connects to the garage.
14.
Unbelievable. I'm a clown. I'm not a clown. The people that write the instructions are clowns. Because I'm following the instructions.
Are you sure you have? You know, sometimes one wrong number can change a model. Or something.
I get you. But I'm following the instructions.
It says
14 directly
seconds,
out of the book.
That probably means 15. Because that probably means 20. Because that's how long I'm holding on to that bad boy.
Ah, man, I can't deal with it. 2:39 is the time. Garage door continues to extend its lead over me as we return to Gwynn and Chris, Chris Sonnigan Jr. and Matt Scraby.
Don't let it pull away.
Well, if I don't get it fixed by tomorrow, it's going to be a long, long 24 hours.
At what point do you call someone out?
Actually call somebody and pay somebody?
Ooh. At what point?
They're going to be like, this is the easiest $100 I've ever made.
At what point does you getting your head whooped every night say, you know what, it's not worth it. It's time for me to pay someone.
I don't believe there's any point my wife will agree to that.
So it's either you or nothing.
It's either because look, the little clicker thing that comes with the garage, that works.
It still works. Okay,
yes.
So you guys have a way in there. Okay.
Still not as convenient
okay.
as having the button on the car itself.
That's different. I thought everything had been disconnected.
The clicker works.
Okay.
So we only have one clicker. Guess who's going to get that?
Wifey.
Yes.
Yes.
Good All
luck.
Right, Good on luck. And on we go. Let's try to move off of this for a little bit.
What?
I didn't put my big five things in there yet.
All right.
We didn't have a traffic. Okay, I'm ready. When you're ready, Chris.
I am so ready.
Okay.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. One, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Big Five is brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. Now, Chris, real quick, why don't you ask a neighborhood kid for help? There's got to be a kid in your neighborhood that's in like high school that can do this for you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. I got my buddy Ryan. He fixes a lot of that stuff.
Oh, then just go ask him.
I might have to get Ryan over there.
All right.
He's a Buccaneer fan, so I'll have to wait till the... maybe I got to get him before the game.
Get him before the game.
I don't know that he's going to be in much of a mood after the game tonight.
I think the Chiefs are going down tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that's just wishful thinking.
Game is right here on 97.3 The Fan, following our show.
That's right.
Number five.
All right, so we talked about it before the break. A prospect who had a massive deal lined up with the San Diego Padres is reportedly not whom he says he is. An MLB investigation has found that top Dominican teenage prospect Cesar Altagracia falsified his paperwork and is actually 19 years old, not 14 as he previously claimed, according to ESPN. The teenager reportedly had a verbal agreement to sign with the Padres as an international free agent for roughly $4 million once he became eligible in January 2027, when he would have supposedly been 16 years old. So, Chris, I really didn't know what to ask, but is there blame to be shouldered by the Padres here?
I don't think so. Everything is void in his in the deal they worked out, right?
Correct.
But this also doesn't mean that the Padres couldn't work another deal out with him. 19 is still pretty young, and who doesn't lie on their job application about their age?
Everybody?
I wouldn't say everybody. I think a lot of people lie about their age on a job application all over the world.
Okay, maybe
nobody wants to admit how old they are.
When you get hired, you have to show like a social security card.
I don't know if you always lie about your age. I don't know if you always do. I don't recall.
I mean, under the table stuff. Maybe.
I don't recall showing any ID when I was brought on here.
Brought here?
Yeah.
But do they need to make sure that you're at least 18?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The guy's 19. He's not 14. I totally get voiding the deal that they were going to have because he's 5 years older. But if you're interested in him, work another deal out, I would say. That's what I think I'd do. I don't really hold it against him that he lied about his age, because I think everybody lies about their age. I mean,
that's the wildest answer I've ever heard in my life.
What are the dating websites you go on, Scrape? Does anybody tell their real age?
That's an official document. Like, he's lying to the government.
Okay.
He's lying to Major League Baseball. I think that's... I don't think that people... And I'm being serious. I don't think people lie about their age.
Really?
On applications.
Wow.
I think that's illegal, actually. I'm pretty sure it's illegal. Because remember, you sign at the bottom, it says, like,
it's illegal to roll through a stop sign, too, but a lot of people do it. I all right. Tony, jump in.
Tony,
if you dare.
What's the actual question?
Is there blame to be shouldered by the Padres here?
No. I mean, first of all, I imagine, and I know a little bit, it's not like the easiest to come across a birth certificate, you know, in the Dominican when you're out scouting these kids.
Yeah.
In terms of the age, I would imagine that if you went and looked at a kid that you thought was 14, watched his skill set, and then you said, he's actually 5 years older.
Right.
You probably view that prospect in a completely different light.
Okay.
And the skill set that you thought was on a 14-year-old may not be worth it if it's on a 19-year-old at that point.
Fair enough.
And so, you know, yes, it's not out of the realm that the Padres could come back and offer him a smaller deal, I would assume. But my guess is there's probably a lot of trust already kind of broken there when you tried to get the $4 million.
I get that part.
Get the $4 million from us.
I get that part, the trust is lost.
Yeah.
But, you know, another team's going to sign this guy.
Maybe.
Trust is broken with everybody?
No, it's not even that the trust. It's just that what is impressive on a 14-year-old is not as impressive
on a
19-year-old.
I got you.
So I don't know that, you know, at $4 million, clearly they thought, oh, this is impressive for a 14-year-old.
Well, because he's 19.
At 19 years old, I don't think they're going to see it.
Can you believe this 14-year-old's hitting 450-foot home runs? We've got to get him in the Padres organization.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like Major League Baseball was the one that ended up kind of, at least it's being reported, that they're the ones who kind of figured out the kid was actually older.
Right. Yeah, how did they find out? That's a good... Did they? I mean, a tree, you can count the rings.
They just chop him open and count his rings, Chris?
I don't know what to do with a person. I mean, you hold him down and you strangle him until he comes clean? All right, I'm 19!
This has been the craziest topic.
The garage is sim.
It's throwing me off, guys. It's throwing me way off, that damn thing.
Who doesn't lie about their age on job applications?
All right, that I'm going to stick with.
That's crazy.
I'm sticking with that.
It's illegal.
You go ahead and Eddie follow says, every law.
Eddie says, saying you're 19 instead of 14 is like Kramer beating up on little kids in karate.
Oh, man.
All right, all right.
Number four.
I have many questions about this.
That was number five only?
Yes.
That was only we're in trouble.
Yes. Yes. I don't know how often this happens, how... If verbal deals are allowed, I don't know anything about
how
this.
How often? What happens?
Like someone lying about their age.
It happens a lot.
But why does
it's? I'm sure because Major League Baseball has tried to do a better job in recent years. That it's maybe a little bit harder. But there's always been. I mean, I know when I was playing, there was at least a couple cases where guys came back a few years older than they actually were because they got, you know, eventually they got caught.
How about an actor?
You also have to remember that, you know, when you're coming from Dominican or Venezuela, like, a visa is involved in that. And, like, so now, you
know. But you can get any number you want on that visa,
well,
can't you?
No, because you're trying to come into the United States. So they're pretty tough on trying to figure that kind of stuff out. And if it's found that you lied, they can deport you. You don't get to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the part. Right. Would you say what about an actor?
I just said like an actor who's trying for a part of a 42-year-old person and is 60 but looks 40 might shave a few years off to try to get that role.
No, I think that they probably put their real birth date, but they look...
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't
this
know.
This is a fascinating conversation.
This really is.
I'm 60, but I think I look 40, so I think I'm good for the part. But if I'm 48, I got a shot.
Alan has your back, Chris. Can't ask age during the hiring process. Can only ask if they are 18 or older. So there you go.
Adam.
Number four.
I'm going to put that well behind.
This is going to have to come up again at some point.
There are many predictions out there as to what is going to happen in the offseason, and I've seen a lot of predictions throwing this scenario out there. The prediction is the Mets sign Juan Soto to a massive deal, and because of that, Pete Alonso ends up moving coasts and signs with the San Francisco Giants. So, Tony, I think this would be a good move for Pete Alonso in the hypothetical world that it is.
If the Giants are going to cough up the loot that he's looking for, yeah, it's a good move. I could totally see the Juan Soto to the Mets thing happening. And you start having to ask yourself, where are the fits for Pete Alonso? Certainly the Giants. We know that roster pretty well. We've seen it. He would fit there. But I'm sure there are quite a few teams that could use a power-hitting first baseman like Pete Alonso. I think the Giants would be a good fit. You know, they have some pieces there to kind of work with. You got Chapman. What's the center fielder's name? Broke his shoulder.
Jung-ho Lee.
Yep. You got
Robbie
him.
Ray's back.
You got some pieces to work with.
Patrick Bailey, I think, just won a Gold Glove.
He did.
Something.
So I can see that being a landing spot for Pete Alonso.
Chris, what do you think? You think it would be a good spot for Pete?
I don't.
For Pete, like I know him?
No, I don't think so. Not for any of the reasons Tony said, but for the reason that it's really hard to hit a home run in San Francisco, and that's what Pete Alonso makes a living doing. So I don't know that San Francisco would be my place to go if I made my money based on how many home runs I hit. And I believe that's what Pete Alonso makes his money based on.
He's a righty, right? So, yeah, he would be...
Yeah, I mean, other than Barry Bonds, I don't know anybody's home run rate that goes up in San Francisco. So that's why I wouldn't do it.
All right.
Number three.
How old is Pete Alonso?
I don't know. We should check his birth certificate, though.
That's right.
The 2024 Rawlings Gold Glove Awards were announced last night on ESPN, with first-timers once again stealing the show. This year's group of winners featured 14 first-time Gold Glovers, tied with 2022 for the most in a single season. And that year in 2022 also is when they added a utility player gold glove. So this marks the fifth straight season with at least 10 first-time recipients, extending the longest streak in the history of the award. Chris, what does this tell you about the state of baseball, if anything? Having 10-plus new recipients win a gold glove each
year. Yeah, I don't get anything on that. The gold gloves have lost me completely, and you know why.
Because of Manny.
Manny's not a finalist. I think this is a stupid award. End of story for me.
This garage
I mean, I
door.
Really believe that a lot of these guys are all great fielders, but there's a lot of great fielders, so this tells me nothing. I don't like the gold glove. Sorry.
Tony, what does this tell you about the state of baseball, if anything?
Maybe that after you win one, for a lot of guys, it's not as much of a priority anymore.
Oh, motivation.
Yeah, you done it, you know. I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing. I take that back. You know what it tells me? That they are getting better at finally having a way to decipher.
I would agree with that, because they used to just give it to the guy who won the year before pretty much automatically.
100%. 100%. And if you were an offensive dude, you definitely were in the running for winning one. And I think what this tells you is they found a better way to kind of judge who are the best defenders in baseball.
All right. I don't know if we have time for this one. Packers quarterback Jordan Love has thrown at least one interception in all seven games he's played this season, including one that Lions safety Kirby Joseph returned for a touchdown yesterday against the Pack. Or against the Lions, I'm sorry. Wait. Yes.
Against the Packers.
That helped send the Packers to a 24-14 home loss, and it led to another round of questions for head coach Matt LaFleur about what's caused the flood of turnovers. LaFleur cut off a reporter asking about it, and we don't have enough time, so we're going to have to play you the audio on the other side. Our number five just completely floored me. I had no idea we were going to spend so much time on number five.
I don't understand why you had such an issue with it.
So you'll hear what Matt LaFleur said yesterday, and also Joel Embiid might be in some trouble. So we'll finish up with that. Next on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.